"Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here." And all God's people said, amen. Well, welcome to a very special edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and I always look forward to just Easter Sunday doing this program each and every year. I think this is maybe our fifth year doing our Easter Sunday special, where we play songs about the empty tomb, where we play songs about Jesus having victory over death. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. So come join with me as we worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and our risen Savior Jesus on this special Easter Sunday. Began his ministry by being hungry, yet he was the bread of life. Jesus ended his earthly ministry by being thirsty, yet he is the living water. Jesus was weary, yet he is our rest. Jesus wept, yet he wipes away our tears. Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver, yet he redeemed the world. Jesus was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, yet he is the good shepherd. Jesus died. Yet by his death, he destroyed the power of death.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, I looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. Oh, the stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran to the garden, then John ran on ahead. And we found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Oh, something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him. And then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. So even if he was alive, it could never be the same. Then suddenly, the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Then Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Oh, but then he raised me to my feet. And as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. Oh, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
If we confess our sin, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sin. That is his promise to us.
It becomes a reality in my life the moment I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. That which he did for me 2,000 years ago becomes reality the moment I received him as my Savior. All of it canceled, erased, gone forever, fully atoned for, paid in full, the sin debt's over.
Christianity is first and foremost a relationship with a person. It's Jesus. Jesus Christ himself accept no substitutes. Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, he's alive, and his followers, we love him, and we believe in him, and we're living for him.
All of our sin, past, present, future, nailed to the cross. It is the blood of Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus Christ alone. It is the blood that bought my salvation and bought my forgiveness.
Celebrating the risen Savior.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. Darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
just shuffling soldiers' feet as they guarded the grave. One day, 2 days, 3 days had passed. Could it be that Jesus breathed his last? Could it be that his father had forsaken him, turned his back on his son, despising our sin? Oh, hell seemed to whisper, just forget it, he's dead. And the father looked down to his son and said, from heaven the stone was rolled away, and as dead men the guards, they all stood there in fright as the power of love displayed its might. Suddenly a melody
John chapter 20. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord, my God." Then Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And there's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and
celebrating the risen Savior today, Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Friend, remember that there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved, and that is the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Call upon him today. Accept him as your Lord and accept him as your Savior, for there is no other way.
Our God, is it awesome?